Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours. I am yours.
Amen. I love him all day. I love him all day. I love him. His name. Hallelujah. 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 Hey. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Glory, 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 glory. Ha. He cannot that. Yeah. Hallelujah. 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 He is a wonder. He is a wonder. I don't know how many of you know he's a wonder, but he's a wonder. No one can compare to him. He is a wonder. Amen. Hallelujah. He's a wonder. We thank God, and that after this song, we're going to be have a prayer, and we're going to go right on into the rest of the worship service. Can we say amen? Amen. Thank you. Now we can put our hands together. Amen. Thank you. because he is my friend, amen. He's my doctor. He's my lawyer. He's whatever we need, amen. We thank God because you're listening to, hallelujah, Prophetic Outreach Chapel, Cleveland. Thank you, Jesus. That's LRMG. I'm Apostle Thornton Hyphen Kirkendall. I'm the senior pastor of this chapel. We're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44120. We thank the Lord for you, everyone listening today in Radio Land. Today is Praise and Worship Day. Amen. The scripture tells us to make a what kind of noise? So you come in with whatever you have, be it your voice, your pots, your pans, your spoons, your whatever, and we come together and we put them together and we make a joyful noise. It doesn't matter what you can sing or not. It's just coming together and making a joyful noise. Amen. We thank God for what he has already done. We thank him for what he's doing right now. We're going to have a prayer, and then we're going to go to and hear what the Lord had to say, because our own Reverend Pruitt Wells is going to be ministering to us today. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Here we say amen again.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. You don't let them say you don't know like I know. Amen. As we go before the throne of grace, we're going to thank you right now, Father God. Lord, we thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your movement, Lord. We ask you to come in this place. Move by your spirit. Hey, break down the shackles in the name of Jesus. Go over the broadcast. Bind the enemy today. Oh, Jesus. We need you to come right now, Jesus. Open up our understanding, Lord. Help us to be hearers of your word. Jesus, we need the anointing that breaks the yoke, Lord. In the name of Jesus, somebody needs to be delivered. God. Have mercy on us today. Yes, Lord. We need the rain today. Fill down the rain. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help us to say yes. Yes to your will, Lord. In the name of Jesus, look on the speaker today. Let it be an oracle, Lord, for you. As you open the anointing, fall upon her, and your words come on out and speak to your people today. You know what we need, Lord. Feed us today, Lord. Yes, Lord. Anoint her today. Send the power from on high. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Bind every contrary spirit in this place. In the name of Jesus, move, Lord, like never before, in the name of Jesus. And we're thanking you right now. We're praising your great name right now. Hallelujah. 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 Oh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, glory.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Can't do nothing without you, Lord. Come on in this room. Thank you for praise and worship.
Thank you.
Ain't nothing like being saturated in your presence. Oh, just let the Holy Ghost just rain down on us. Holy Ghost, just rain down on us. Rain on the people all over the world. We need your presence. Yes, soak us in your presence, Lord. Soak us so we'll be what you have us to be. Soak us. Get all the quirks out. Get all the twerks out. Soak us with your Holy Ghost power. Oh, we come up, we'll have wrinkled all stones. We'll be soft, hallelujah. We'll be willing and ready to do what you have us to do, hallelujah. Just want to praise you a little bit, Lord, hallelujah, because you've been so good. You've been so good. Just want to praise you a little while. Just want to say thank you. Want to just throw up our hands in the sanctuary because we know you are here. If we lift our eyes into the hills, we know our help coming from you. We We know that you're here.
Yes,
you promised to meet us here.
Yes,
you promised to dwell between the cherubim. So we glad when they said it to us, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. We were glad to come into your house, Lord, because there's so much trouble out there, and your peace abide in here under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you for that ark today. We thank you, people of God, everywhere. We thank you in this house. We thank you for our parents in this house. Alpha Kirkendall, the First Lady Kirkendall, the oldest son, and our young people. We thank you for them today. We thank you for the using our young people today, giving us a message. If God say yes, nobody can say no. So just grab a hold of that today. The young people said that today during praise and worship. If God says yes, nobody can say no. So just grab hold of that, because that's a good word. If you don't remember anything else, remember what God can do for you. Man will let you down, but God won't. If he say yes, that's it. Nobody can say no. We thank you for praise and worship today. We just ask you, just get your pieces and get what you need from the Lord. God always got something. If you listen, and if you're willing, and if you're thirsty and you're hungry, God's got something for you. And as a little bonus today, God just gave me that this morning. Says, just give him a little bonus. Right. So our bonus today is Matthew 22:17-21. Not the word, but just a little message, little bonus. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? Is it lawful to give tribute to Caesar or not? They said unto him, Caesar. Then said God unto them, render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things that are God's. Okay. Now that's a bonus for you. Okay. The things of the world, those are Caesar's.
Okay.
They take care of themselves.
Well.
But the things that belong to God, give it to him. He wants your praise. He wants your worship.
Uh-huh.
He wants your devotion. He wants your love. He wants your tithe. He wants your offering.
Well.
He wants what you give him, the first fruit. That's what he wants. Man gets what he wants. The law gets what he wants. IRS gets what they want. The judges, the unjust people get what they want. But give unto God the things that belong unto God.
Amen.
And you'll be blessed. That's a bonus for you today. I wanted to talk a little bit because the saints seem to be under fire everywhere.
Everywhere
you go, there is trouble. Everywhere you go, there's strife. Saints and the people of God, they're under fire. But you got to know what to do when you're under fire. Daniel, I'm just going to give you some familiar things so that you could just grab a hold and see what I'm trying to say about the saints being under pressure and let you know that we're not the only one that was under pressure. The saints back in the Bible, they were under pressure too. So there's no strange thing that you're going through. They already done been through it, and you can go through it too. And in Daniel, the 7th chapter, 25th through the 27th, and also the 8th chapter, 23 through 25, that backs it up. Daniel had a vision. He had a vision. And he had a vision God gave him about the end time. God is going to warn you. He ain't going to let the saints go through nothing and not be warned. He's going to let you know what's going to happen before it happens so that you can get yourself ready and get others ready. It's not just for you to get yourself ready, be selfish. You got to get everybody else ready too, everybody you coming across. So he didn't know what that vision meant. So he asked what that vision meant. And the God sent an angel to tell him what that vision meant. And it was about how the devil was going to wear the people God out. And he said, and he shall speak great words in that 25th verse against the Most High. That's the devil. The devil is going to speak great words against the Most High. And we know that the devil is saying all kinds of things about God. God is dead. God is on vacation. Well, all the crazy things that they say about God, they're saying it. So that's the devil working. And it says, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. And that's now. He's wearing the saints out. The saints are giving up because they can't pay their light bills. Baby need a pair of shoes. Telephone disconnect. Gas bill off. People living in the streets. People sick. So many sickness. So many things going on wrong. Diabetes, hypertension, back problems, arthritis, depression. Just so many conditions because the saints, the devil is trying to wear the saints out. He's trying to make the dog both their hands and give up. He wants them to say that our God has forgotten us. He's dead. He's on a vacation. The devil is trying to wear the saints out. And he tried to change the times and the laws. And we know he's doing it already. He already took prayer out of school. And all the laws are being changed. And all the programs are shut down. The kids just hardly got any books and things in school. It just he just done so many things because he know the saints ain't going to the bar. He know that the saints ain't going gambling. He know that the saints ain't lying and stealing. So he got to worm out the best way he can. And the best way he can is to make them sick, make them depressed, think that nobody loves them, make them give up, confusion in the churches, havoc everywhere you go. Nobody praying, nobody seeking the Lord, nobody want to go to church. He's just trying to wear the saints out. But he only had a season. That's what the word says here in Daniel 7:25. He only got a little bit of time to try to make you turn back, to make you change your mind. His goal is to make you give up on God and lose your reward. That's what he want to do. Wear you out so you'll give up. Turn back. But God wants you to know today that ain't no saint going to be left behind.
All right.
Not a one.
All right.
The firemen have a pledge, and they say, never leave nobody under fire. Don't leave your partner under fire. No matter what your partner going through, don't leave your partner. God is our partner. He's our chief fireman. He's the one in control. He's not going to leave you. And don't you leave him. The saints will never be left alone. Setting your heart and your mind and your soul and your spirit. Jesus Christ, the righteous, is not going to never leave you alone. No matter what you're going through, no matter what test you're under, what tribulation, what trial, what hard times you go through, our chief fireman, Jesus Christ, is never going to leave us alone. When Daniel was in the room praying, he had a praying spirit. He went to the room 3 times a day and he prayed, Lord, I need you, Lord. I know you on high. I know you sit up there looking and watching. I know you in control. I know you've been good. Even though we're in captivity, you still gave us favor, Lord. And we just take the time to praise you today. And Daniel got in that window and he prayed and it was a praise and worship time for Daniel. And he prayed 3 times a day, even though that they was going to throw him in the lion's den for praising God. But the more that he got attacked by the devil trying to wear him out, the more he prayed. He got to that window. He made sure the window was open. And he said, Lord God, you heard me before. You said that you would never leave me and you would never forsake me. You said you would be with us always. So, Lord God, I stretch my faith unto you today because you never left me. I know that you was a good God. I know you'll be there for me. And Daniel prayed like that. And that's what you got to do, saints, even though you're going through whatever you're going through, you got to keep on praying, even though it may not look right. Don't go on your feelings. Just know that God will never leave you and God will never forsake you. He'll be with you always, even until the end of time.
Okay.
So we know the story how God got down in the lion's den and he shut the mouth of the lions and Daniel slept on them like a pillow. And I thank the Lord for being there in the time of trouble. And we know the 3 Hebrew boys, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, they had an excellent spirit because they trusted and they earlier to how when I was sick in the hospital, God said, you're going to need some warring angels. And he sent an angel, and I could see the big, tall angel, Raphael. I could see him. I could see him at the foot of my bed. He didn't leave me, even though I was sick. I was sick, and I didn't think I was going to make it out. God sent that angel to stay there to watch over me. He didn't leave me alone, hallelujah. He was right there with me all the way to the end. And even when I got home and I told the Apostle, I know I'm getting better because I don't see my angel no more at the foot of the bed. So I know I was better.
Yeah.
I thank the Lord that he was right there.
Right.
Sometimes you may not see him. You may not even act like you don't even feel like he's there. But know that he is there. For God is real. You can feel him if you just reach out and touch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you'll know that he's there watching over you and protecting you. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But you got to have the right frame of mind. You got to
be
right with God. Get right and let's go home.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Don't want to go home without your blessed assurance. You got to know that God is for you.
Yeah.
You got to have that blessed assurance and knowing who God is, knowing that it was he that left his throne in glory and came down to this world to save us. And that blood yet prevails. And nothing can stop that blood. That blood reaches to the highest mountain, and it'll reach down to wherever low valley you are. And it will catch you and bring you and pick you up. Because God ain't going to leave no saint alone. He's going to be with you always to the end of the world. Because he promised in his word that he'll never, and God said this, I will never, and I'll never forsake
you.
So you can say it boldly, God is my helper. I ain't got to fear nothing. God is my helper. Hallelujah. So when you're under the fire, don't go through suffering like woe is me. Don't go be suffering. Put your head up and know that deliverance is on the way. Because your God is right there with you. And don't be a sinner when you're going through. Don't be a murderer. Don't lie. Don't be an evildoer. Don't be a wicked person. Don't be a vain person. Don't be a deceitful person. Don't be a liar. But be a righteous person and suffer through for righteousness' sake. Just go through because knowing that your helper is right there. He'll be there to pick you up before you hit the ground. It's written all in the Word. He ain't going to leave you alone. So don't be ashamed. Just glorify Yah. Just glorify God.
Yeah.
Whatever you're going through. Because know that the judgment is going to begin at the house of God first.
Yeah.
So if you're not righteous, then you're wicked. So you don't want to be on the wicked side because there ain't no help for you. You will be cut off.
Oh,
if you're on the devil's side, whose side you lean on? You're leaning on the devil's side.
Wrong.
When you're going through the flood, wrong place. Wrong place, first lady, wrong place.
Yeah.
When the flood comes, it's going to be cut off. Be on the Lord's side. There's a lifeboat there for you. There's a lifeboat. And he'll pull you out. He won't let you down. He never has and he never will. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. Nothing. Nothing. No tribulation, no distress. No persecution, no famine, no pearl, no sword, no sickness.
Oh, yeah.
Nothing.
Nothing.
It separates us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus. Because as God said, yes, nobody can say no.
Well,
can't nobody touch you. You just got to endure and keep it safe.
Well,
and let those words be in your mind when you lay down. And you wonder how I'm gonna make it, what I'm going to do. And you just say, like I said one day, why am I messing with God's business? What? Why am I messing with God's business? Just let it alone. Let God do it. Just believe and trust that God will work it out for your good. He'll work it out for your good. Because he has promised in his word, and we know that God cannot lie. He promised that he'll be with us even to the end of the age. World without end. So you don't have to be uneasy today. You can stand in your confidence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And know.
Oh.
And know that you know that you know that you know.
Yeah.
That God is able.
Yes.
God is able to deliver us. Even in the fiery furnace. Don't forget that thing. And in Psalms 37:28 says, the Lord loves the just. Now get that in your spirit. The Lord loves the just.
Oh, yeah.
We testify we just, but know that God loves us.
Because
he said it. The Lord loves the just and will not forsake his faithful ones.
Right.
They will be protected forever.
Yeah.
Now that's assurance better than Aetna, better than Progressive.
All right.
So they don't protect us forever. They have a cutoff date.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a price with that cutoff date,
uh-huh,
you won't be protected.
Okay.
There you go. Midnight is all over.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's forever.
Thank you.
And the offspring of the wicked will be cut off.
Uh-huh.
So we're not in that crowd.
Thank you.
Not in I just wanted to leave that thought with you that God is always with us. Don't get discouraged in time. Don't give up. Don't look at, well, who's not here. This house is full of angels.
That's right.
This house is full of angels.
Yeah.
God is here. God is here. And he will never leave us. He just wants to see how faithful you are. What will you do under pressure? What will you do under fire? What will you do under tribulation? Will you forsake your God?
Well,
will you tell God like Job, why don't you? Or will you just keep your integrity and know that God is there and his word is sure, a sure word?
Yes.
Everything else going down but the word of God.
Everything.
And his word will not depart. He will be with you. So just keep that word in your heart. Get a word down in your heart. When you're going through your troubles, when you're going through the house, or whenever you're going through your sickness or whatever you're going through, just keep a word. Keep a word. Keep a scripture. Put it up on the wall. Put it somewhere where you can be reminded. And just go through the house and just say that even when you don't even feel good. And just go through all the houses. Just sing your little song. And it don't matter who hears you, God hears you. You don't care what note you're in. You can be in the key of C or D or E or F or A or whatever key you want to be in. But God will hear you. And he'll come to your rescue. And he'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. We thank you, gracious God, for your word and for your promises. We thank you, Father, for you lifted us up. When we're down, you keep us lifted up. You keep us smiling. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your hands around us. We thank you for your healing virtues that you got flowing through the tabernacle. And, oh, Father, when I came in, my back was hurting also. And I was there, oh, God, I'm still depending on you, Lord. And my back was hurting, but I had to begin to praise and worship. The back got a little better, hallelujah. So I know each and every one of you feel better now because God is in the building.
Yeah.
And he's healing. He's healing. He's healing today. Just reach up. And know that God is here. And we thank you, Father, for being wonderful. We thank you for being wonderful. We thank you for being good. We thank you for giving us a word, Father, to encourage somebody else. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you today for being in the building. We thank you. Oh, we thank you, Father, for stopping by here for a little while and encouraging your people. Hallelujah. Encouraging the apostle. Hallelujah. He can keep on running for you, Jesus. Oh, touch him in his body from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Oh, the apostle. Mending and healing. Oh, Lord, touch our first lady. She's precious, Father. Keep her reading the word. Keep her faithful. Oh, Lord, look up from the Holy Spirit. Lord, touch her for her faithfulness. Touch our young people for being here. They could be somewhere else. They chose God. And we thank you for our young people. Oh, we thank you for the grandson. And we thank you for your holy angels that's all around. Look on the ones is not here, and you know why, Father. Fix it for him. Fix it, hallelujah. Fix it.
Fix it.
Fix it. Fix it, Father. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we pray today. Thank you, Lord, and we do thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Oh, amen and amen. 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 Amen and amen.
Oh, Lord,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you. Thank
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.